Well, welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. I feel like the first few minutes that so many people have greeted from all parts of the North American continent, and I don't know if we have any overseas listeners on the line right now, but we'll welcome you if you're listening via the recording. And was already suggested, if you have not been to SaturdayAMLive.com, you need to go check it out. It's got a whole new website that is very interactive, that is open for your comments, and even can be translated into 100 and some different languages by clicking a button. There's just some great, great resources available for all the stuff that has been put on there as of lately. All the interviews, everything is available there, so please check it out. And I want to get right into things. I just finished, just a few minutes ago, listened to a recording from 40 years ago. And I thought about it afterwards, and I thought, this is 3 years before I was introduced to the network marketing industry. My parents became associated with a company called Shackley back in 1978, and this talk given by Rich DeVos was given in 1975. And if you've listened to it, then you understand what I'm talking about, and if you haven't, it's been passed on by both Dave Johnson and Dennis Williams, and very, very powerful 17-minute long presentation. This whole cycle, or I should say whole shift for all of us in what we keep referring to as the case for customers. And it's a very different approach than what we've always done, because even the industry has always taught us that the real future of being part of this industry is you sign up consultants. You want to sign up distributors to duplicate what you're doing. However, as the numbers continue to play out, what we've discovered in Nikan is that 90% or better of people get introduced to Nikan because of the products. And as I sat yesterday with a brand new gentleman, his father actually had been in Nikan years ago, and he said, "Hey, I want to sign up." I said, "Well, you know, it's actually much easier just to join as a customer." Never even talked about being a distributor, never even went that direction. I just, as fast as we possibly could, get them registered as a customer, get them on auto ship, and I didn't even have their sponsor, the couple's house I was sitting in, I didn't even know their password because the wife was gone, and it's so I just called Nikan and said, "Hey, I want to put this person in. Here's the ID number. I do have that, and I want to put him in as an autoship customer and get him started, get him up and running." I already had the products on hand that I gave to them, and I explained to the gentleman. I said, "Hey, John, when these products arrive sometime next week, just hold on to them, and you can give them back to Larry and Pat, and we'll go from there. But I want you to get started right away." And he has several different issues that he's dealing with brain function, that we really felt that the vital balance could do the trick. And he was excited about it. I explained to him, you know, the benefits of medium-chain triglycerides. I went home and fired off an email to him, included the presentation by Roger Drummer, which we found to be very, very helpful. But anyways, what I want to talk about, we got some things coming up here 6 days from now. At least I'm hoping. I'm really, really hoping I'm not totally off on this because of what Kurt Foley told me months ago regarding the return of the thermals being reintroduced on Black Friday. I am hoping that I'm right on this, and I'm not getting people too excited for nothing. And then also the return of the Cocoon, because there's a lot of people that wanted to purchase one of the Nikan sleeping bags previously, and they were all sold out by the time they had the opportunity. But the reintroduction of these two items on Black Friday, and you know, maybe here's another thought. Maybe we'll see the return of the Power Mag or the Palm Mag, which we originally called it. Maybe that'll be ready to launch too. Have no idea, but we shall see. But with restructured prices, with a new focus on customers, you know, as Rich DeVos talked about on this presentation, don't sell people, but show them by example. Tell them what you're doing. Just give them a roadmap to do it. You know, committing to get and fill in the blank. How many customers can you get? Can you gather? And it's not about utilizing a certain tool or anything. I've found the most effective tool that we have is ourselves, is showing people what these products will do for them. And that, I found myself doing that yesterday with this brand new gentleman. I said, you know, John, I can sit and tell story after story after story and talk about this and tell you how much the products have impacted our family's life for the last 23 years, but let's see what it does for you. And that's when I, you know, took the insoles off the table after explaining a little bit about magnetics, and we put them on the floor, and it was significant. Then I took my power band necklace off, and I said, let me show you what this will do for you, you know, and we demonstrated that, and he was just blown away. He couldn't believe it. And, that's what we have. And I kept thinking about that and contrasting and comparing it to what somebody like Rich DeVos had back in 1975 with the Nutrilite, you know, Amway nutritional products, where it usually takes days and weeks and months to see a difference from a nutritional standpoint. Now, we have results that, you know, speak differently, but we can get results within seconds. Boy, I'm only 9 minutes into it, and the Ethiopian has now graced us with her presence. So we'll stay on track. I want to read something that I put in my email this week regarding the Thermaware. A lot of people, a lot of us have nicknamed these the Nikan Long Johns, and they're so much more than just an extra layer of clothing. These are an item that we can wear to sleep in, to help regulate the body's temperature, to provide for a lot of folks that deal with autoimmune disorders like fibromyalgia or lupus, or the list goes on and on and on, but really helping to provide that. And again, I included this in my email, and I'm hoping that we'll kind of get ourselves a little bit of a knowledge or just a little bit of intel in our mind before these are introduced, so we can talk them up even more before Black Friday. And the advantage we have, instead of running out and joining the hysteria at the shopping areas, is that people can just get online and order them. And I'm just going to read one portion of it, but the concept, let's see here, where do I want to start? Our temperature regulating system is a very complex system that takes a lot of stimulation into consideration in keeping us comfortable and safe in regard to temperature extremes. Regarding thermal regulation during sleep, the main thing is, and the gentleman who wrote this, Jim Hartman, who is a retired Navy officer, he said he was aware of the past, a lot of research in thermal regulation during sleep with regard to the astronauts sleeping in zero gravity and in other situations. Thermal regulation is a very complex subject which involves many parts and systems of the body. When we're awake, it's easier for our bodies to thermoregulate. But when we sleep, our temperature is regulated completely automatically. As our body senses very subtle changes in skin temperature during sleep, it automatically attempts to regulate the body temperature to achieve the optimum temperature for the brain. And we have to consider the core temp, the brain temp, peripheral temperature, and other things. Temperature of the feet is also important. And I think that the concept here behind this is that we get great benefit from, if we're using the Nikan cocoon, to put over us or under us, or the far infrared comforters that we have. But having something in this form of a sense of pajamas is entirely different because it's so close to the skin. It literally helps regulate that temperature and keep it in a climatically controlled environment so that our body stays regulated. And those of us who've all worn the thermals, we know how wonderful they are, and that, you know, we can be regulated, you know, 24/7. So I have no idea what the price is. I was hoping to have a price from Jeff Isom. I texted him this week, and he wrote back and said, nope, that'll be disclosed at the time of launch. But based on what they were before, with the restructuring of the prices, I'm optimistic that they will obviously go down. They will be less than they were before. So I really want to encourage everyone. If you haven't listened to that talk by Rich DeVos on developing, 2020 vision, 20 customers, and then showing other people how to do it, it is a ton of fun. It is, and it's so much easier to sit down, as I did yesterday, with people and just say, yeah, I just need your name and your address, phone, and email. And then we go from there and figure out what they want to start with. A method of payment is the other thing you have to have. But being able to put them in, and especially getting on an auto ship order, is fantastic to get people up and running and get started. So, anyways, let's open up the line. Those of you who are already developing a customer base, and as we know, as we go into January with a new model, that it's imperative that we have the customer base, and especially with the auto ship customers. What are you doing? What are some of the things that are making it easier for you to develop the customer base or to support your customer base? Utilizing the e-card system on Nikken is fantastic because it's short and sweet. We went over this last week. I'm hoping that people are already taking advantage of it. I sent an e-card down to our whole entire organization, and it's been fun to go back and look at how many times people have viewed it. One gentleman that I haven't spoken with in a while, he viewed it a couple times, according to the system, and then when I looked, he turned around and he ordered $500 worth of products. And I thought, well, that was a pretty good use of my time to send that e-card out for him to view it two times. And what e-card that I chose was on the Cocoon, and you can't order it yet, so I know that, may or may not have impacted him deciding to place that order, but I know it's just a nice, gentle reminder. So that's one way that we can better support our customers and our consultants. Line's open. *6 on your phone line will make you open and interactive. And again, we're curious of for people who are attracting customers, what are you doing? I know there's several people on the line that have registered several customers this month. I spoke with Dori Larson this week up in Seattle. She's had several come on board. Barb Satterwhite in Virginia, I know, has already registered 10 new customers. And so, line's open. *6, again, don't be shy, and share with us what you're doing and what's working and making it fun and easy and attractive for you.
Yeah, Vance?
Yes, Gordon.
Gordon, how are you?
Excellent, good to have you.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in advance. Anyhow, mine is more of a question, but strictly in regard to what you're talking about. On the e-cards, which, as you know, I use them as well as you do and think they're fantastic, but I know how to send out a customer email, but I guess what I don't know is, like, the card that you said you sent out, was that to your customer list or to your customer list and distributor list, which would be two separate emails?
I sent out the e-card to all of our consultants, and then what I will do on Monday or Tuesday of this week, I will send out that same e-card, the one with the Cocoon, to our customer list, and just to hit it from a different perspective. And a lot of those customers, my goal is to make contact with them today to say, hey, this is what's coming next. I don't want you to miss out. Jeff Isom even told me, he said, I'm hoping to get my own pair of thermals because he missed out last time.
Yeah,
which I thought was hilarious that, the vice president of, sales and training didn't get his own set. But I think it's a really good idea. We know they're coming. So give people an advance warning and just say, I wish we had an e-card for the thermals, but we don't. I mean, we know they're charcoal gray, and, that's all we know. So,
One final question, then I'll turn it over to somebody else. Okay, on the e-card, I understand the customer part. On the consultant part, you send out, say, on the Cocoon, then what, are you putting a message in there or adding a message in there to, you know, get with whoever, you know, want to say, you know, obviously you're not, you can't take the order if it's for, say, one of your consultants. See what I mean?
Yeah, I should have put in my little note, and it was very short and sweet. I'll pull it up, actually, and I'll read what I wrote, because it was, it's, you know, it's nothing profound on my part. But, yes, it includes our website, and, you know, they could, if I guess, if they wanted to, go into our website. But I think most consultants are smart enough to log in themselves and, you know, order on their own system. But I just, you know, I just encourage them to get ready, you know, basically, because it's coming, and they'll want to order it as fast as they possibly can so they don't miss out.
Right, okay.
So, does that answer your question, Gordon?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay. And to do that, just as a reminder, underneath my business, when you go into consultant reports, where is this one? You're going to go, the key word here in this is either under consultant reports or under customer reports, geographic search. When you click on that one, you get to choose all the different fields, but and the main thing is when I go over to geographic search underneath my consultant list, it brings up everything that I put in there already, and one of the things is one of the options near the top is to send an e-card. So now if you don't have a huge vast organization, I'm not saying that we do, but if you don't have but a few consultants, it's still an easy way. But if you know people's email addresses, then it's very easy to be able to just input them in or create a group list of people. And I'm trying to find out where I put this in here. Yeah, let me just read real quick what I sent out regarding the cocoon. And let me see here. Where is it? I got to get to the preview. And the cocoon, the message that you type in for it is not embedded in with the picture, but it's down below. And I just wrote this: Black Friday will bring warm and cozy deals. This fantastic product will return along with the Nikon Thermals and new Charcoal Gray. Both of these products sold out when originally introduced, so you may want to order early on November 27th.
Beautiful.
And it's right there. And so they can see the product. And again, it's just a kind of a little advanced advertising. I mean, good grief. We get oodles of emails every single day. We got a mailer yesterday from Kohl's for Black Friday. This is the time of year that people are thinking of Christmas. This is the time of year that people are wanting to be, you know, stocking up. And you know, it's a huge, huge time. And so why not provide them something that will really benefit themselves? And with the restructuring of the prices, I will have out this week, by the way, because Steve Crowfoot was so nice to send it to me, a great little shopping, I don't know what you call that, Steve, and maybe you've already thrown it up on the website, but a little shopping reminder of Nikon products, kind of set with a Christmas theme, and with the new prices already embedded in there, and people can see that. So I'm looking at the manager system right now and how many times different people viewed it. Here's one person that viewed it 6 times, and that means they opened the e-card that many times. Another one, 4. Another several people have viewed it 6 times. Here's another one that viewed it 5 times. 3, 2, 4. These are the folks that I'll follow up with when I send it to my customers, and then I know exactly who's alive and who's interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pastor that I haven't spoken with in months. He viewed it 6 times. And again, that just means that they opened the email that many times. Here's somebody that viewed it 8 times.
Wow.
So they've opened it up. So it's really nice to be able to use this system and go back and track them.
Absolutely.
Okay, I know there's other great folks other than Gordon on the line who have fantastic questions.
Van, can you hear me?
Van?
Yeah, go ahead. Either lady, I'm not sure.
I was going to say that when I went into the customer geographic search, I did not see all my customers. I called Nikon, and they told me the way to find all my customers was to go My Business, Customer Report, Customer List. When I clicked on Customer List, I had more customers on there. On my geographic search, I only had a few on there. And you can also send an e-card from Customer List.
You can. You can do it either way. The geographic search, one of the ways to see them all there is to click on Edit Report, and it'll allow you the option to expand, or like mine says distance of 200 miles. So if I want to expand that, I just change that, and then like I'll put in here 3,500 miles, and then reset it. Okay, not resetting is not the right thing to do. I tried that before. Show report and then save report. I think that's no, that's not it. I know I did this before, and I can't remember what it I did. Oh yeah, you just click on show report after you change the settings.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, then you can see them all. But what you said was underneath customer reports, under the customer list. When you click on that, it shows you your list of customers. And if you don't have a big customer list at this point, I'm looking on here. I know I can email my organization from that, but can I send them a e-card? It does not give me that option.
I have to go back to it because they told me I could from that one.
Yeah,
so.
It's easier to do it.
From the
customer geographic search.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, double check up in the upper left hand corner, right above the list of names. It says distance. And if that's
I didn't know that. So that's helpful.
Yeah, that's in the edit report over kind of on the right hand side, just to the right of middle, or just to the right of center. And you can see that. And again, if you don't have a bunch of customers, if you've not enrolled people, or FYI, for everybody's information, any consultants who have not renewed underneath of you, they will be in your list of customers. And Nikon is upgrading the system to, it used to purge them out after 2 years, and they're going to change that so they won't get purged out until 10 years. So that's kind of a nice little improvement. So again,
Dory.
Go ahead, Dory.
I had a question. I was finally addressing my personal webpage and doing all the things I need to. So when we send someone, such as for Black Friday, and I'm sending out announcements today, and I notice someone that I went sent me theirs, and it just went straight to Shop Now. It did not go to their personal web page, the front page, is there a reason for one? Is it easier, or this generation, or the way people shop right now, they would rather go straight to the shopping cart?
It's totally up to you which one default, and when you go under My Business, and you go down to personal web page, which is the fifth one from the bottom, what comes up is all the different settings, all the different options that you have. And if you go under personal settings, you'll see what it automatically defaults to. The second little box underneath personal settings, set default landing page, home, join Nikon, my story, my favorites, or shop now. And whichever one of those little circles is clicked or checked, and then you save it, that's what it'll default to. So when somebody goes to your website, it'll default exactly to that, whatever one you have selected. To answer your question, is there a better one that it should land on, that we would want it to land on? Looking at the percentages and the facts that 90% of people start with Nikon not because of a great story, or it's because of a product experience. So my goal is always to get them into the catalog area as fast as possible, because that's where they're going to see the description of the products and be able to see what they're looking for.
Thank Thank you.
You're welcome. Dory, while you've got while you're clicked in here, what are some of the things that you've done so far this month to attract customers?
Well, I'm following up with absolutely everybody that I worked with at the DOT. Lots of women. We sat and talked at coffee breaks and different things. And I had several of them on a bone health pack then. And then they started dropping off because it was too expensive. So now I have one lady that is on an auto ship for bone health. And then it's been hard because the weather has not been cooperating up here. And they had this huge power outage. And for 3 days, they had a crisis there in the building because of the generator and the tree fell right outside the DOT and hit the bus driver. And, I mean, you know, so now they keep putting me off. Or nature keeps butting in, and so I'm still following up. I have three people who definitely say, set me up on an auto ship, but I have to have them, I have to get their information. Oh, I don't have time now. I have to go out of the building to call you because it's a personal call.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing, and my goal is 10 before the end of the month that are ordering, and I'm a little pushed, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'll get it done.
Well, I think, still, go ahead.
I still love my, I have slept a week now on my new topper.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible. You talk about temperature regulation. That is it. It gives, and talk about our, to inspire people to have a whole new way of life. It's, I look at my bed and I think, this is an inspiration. I know I'm going to sleep well.
You know, and there's a lot of people. The gentleman I met with yesterday, we never even really got into what Niken's solution is for the sleep. I think he was thinking that what can I get started with for $100? But here's a guy who sleeps. He said 9 hours a day at night is his minimum, and then around 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, he needs to go take a 2-3 hour nap.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that when you do the math on that, that's half of his day. That's, 11 to 12 hours a day he's spent sleeping because he's dealing with some, stuff going on in his brain function. And yet, you're telling me, Dory, that, and I think we talked this week about how many, what is it, you're sleeping like 6-7 hours a night?
Yeah, usually no more than 7. But Roger Drummer is the key on what the different, or the company has the key, but Roger used to speak it to us on a regular basis, and he has recordings on that. And if we don't have a 3 hours straight in a row sleep, 3 hours solid sleep, our adrenal glands don't open in order to take in what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just going in circles because that's their power pack, the adrenal glands. And I just know that that's been a key to my health at my age and everybody I get together with when we're having a gathering on the 8th and they're on walkers and talking about body parts and how many pieces they've replaced, how many different new thing, new knees, new hips, new elbows, whatever,
And Dora, you say at your age, I got friends who are in their 40s and 50s, and it's the same scenario. How many of them have had, multiple surgeries? And, it's scary, but it really does come down to that sleep. And that's why I love the stories we're hearing, and I know we have yet to hear, from so many people regarding the new Kinko Nature Rest sleep system with the Dynaflux technology built into it. So we just need to get the warehouse, the manufacturer, to get up to speed and get them out here to us so we can really have some fun. So, and I know the word that you've shared with me already previously is that you feel equal, the whole body feels equal. And I know if I could take, 24/7 and wrap my body up in a pair of several pair of M strides or M steps, because I know what they do to my feet first thing in the morning and then all day long when I'm wearing them, either the strides or the steps, because of the temperature regulation in my feet. Because they, a few years ago, they started getting cold, and that's not the issue. And I know that, even speaking with my father a couple days ago, my parents invested in the new mattress topper, and Dad said it's wonderful. I just love the way I crawl in the bed, and he described what he did to get it the right firmness, and he said, but it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. So, lots of more stories to come, but thank you, Dory, for sharing your experience.
Hello, Van.
This
is Renee.
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a question. Earlier this week, I sent out a text message to maybe 8 or 9 people talking about the new lower prices for Nikon, and I included my webpage address on it. And then to some of the people, I put a little suggestion of what I knew issues they had, you know, check out such and such or whatever. Now, my question is, and some people texted back saying, you know, they would check it out and everything. My question is how to follow up on the email or the text that I sent out. So I just call and say, you know, did you have a chance to check it out? What would you suggest?
I sent out several texts last week as well, and to which some people responded back and some didn't. And I don't think it's in this world it's wrong to follow up with those texts with a personal call, because there are some texts that, believe it or not, don't make it out there. But the ones that responded back and said, hey, I will check it out, it doesn't hurt to follow up via a phone call and leaving a message if we don't get them live. Try and be strategic is what I do to get them at a time when we know they should be home, or maybe commuting to home from, you know, work. But just saying, hey, I just want to follow up, not trying to be a pest, especially if you know their situation and they've shared it with you, you know, whether it be bone health issues or, you know, low energy, whatever it may be. Say, hey, I just wanted to follow up on, you know, that shoulder issue that you were talking about. You said you got some great relief when we rubbed the CM cream on it and put the piece of tape on it. I taped a gentleman's knee up that had a not only a bruise but a massive bump. And he said, yeah, that's been there for about 2 weeks when that piece of firewood flew up and just nailed me. And I said, wow, you should have put this on it a long time ago. He didn't know about the tape. And so we taped him up, and he said, I got to get some of that. And so I immediately, after I got home, I called his wife and left a message for her and said, hey, make sure you change your auto ship and put this on it, because Larry's going to continue to get bumps and bruises. It's reminding people of what we have. And again, the gentleman I was presenting to, they didn't know what kinetic tape was, so it was, you know, a quick education in that regard of what it does. And, you know, telling them the price up front, you know, cheaper than they can get it at Walmart. So, but, you know, the more follow-up, the more we, I guess in a nice way, pester people to remind them of what we have, I think is, and, you know, I don't think it's wrong that we're known for being Nikonites. I mean, how many of us, if we were put in front of a jury of our peers, would there be enough evidence to convict us of being a Nikon wellness consultant? Some of us have been so, you know, clandestine in our mission that there's not enough evidence to convict us.
I know. Yeah. One of my favorite sayings is that we've been hiding in plain sight.
Mm-hmm. So let's get out there and stop hiding. I keep coming back to the vital balance. There's nothing out there on the market. I keep looking. And the big announcement this week that now we have genetically modified salmon available. Woohoo! But I love the fact that Trader Joe's New Seasons and Fred Meyer, at least here in the Portland market, they refuse to sell it. That's fantastic. How do you genetically modify a salmon? Well, we don't have to worry about that, in that Nikon is already taking a step up and is going on record to access a USDA certified organic source of key proteins for the vital balance, and they're already working on that. So that will just be a nice little shift in that product. And there again, did they have to do that? No, but it's rising above. And for $75 a canister, full retail price, throwing it on an auto ship order over 100 points, and it drops it down to $67.50. Very, very affordable. And that's the more we keep talking about it, the more we get it out there and people start utilizing it. And I think it wouldn't hurt for all of us to go back and listen to Roger Drummer's presentation to understand this is not about weight loss or weight maintenance. This is about brain food, and that he addresses that very clear, that very few diets focus on the needs of the brain and its functional power. And when you get 18 grams of easily digestible protein into the body first thing of the day, it is a huge win-win for every other function of the body. I know there was a... Yes, go ahead.
This is Judy.
Good morning,
Judy. To find out about the e-cards? I guess I'm not familiar with them.
Well, were you on the call last Saturday, Judy?
No, I missed it.
Okay, well, if you go back and catch the recording, but real quick overview, when you go underneath my business, and every consultant now, as of November 2nd, has a free web page and access to all these great tools, but underneath business tools or my business, go underneath there and you'll see, well, there's several different ways that you can access it via the communication tools, the my Nikon e-card manager, or you can go underneath of your consultant reports or your customer reports and access it via the customer geographical search or your consultant geographic search. I think it's underneath the same. Oh, where is it at on there? But either way, again, communication tools is another way to access it faster, to see the list of e-cards that are available.
Thank you so much.
But if you go into SaturdayAMLive.com and click on last week's recording, we spent a great deal of time going over that. And if it's too fast for you, if you're not able to do it, call me back or call someone in your upline that's familiar with the e-card system. It's a wonderful tool we've had for a couple of years. Unfortunately, I don't think we've been taking advantage of it as best we can. It's a great way to, it's sort of like sendoutcards.com, which is a network marketing company, and that you actually send out physical cards. These are all emails, though, and all you need to know is the person's email address, and you can send them a variety. There's dozens upon dozens of cards to choose from, some that feature the product, some that are just a birthday wish, a get well, or a good job. They're all in there, and you can see them and design it however you want to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Judy. This has been really good. Hopefully it's been helpful to folks. I'd love to hear from others who have been registering customers and signing up customers and how you're doing it. What are some of the simple ways, some of the tricks that you're doing? I think bottom line, the core issue, again, it's not the tools or the materials we're using. It's, putting our feet to action, picking up the phone. I love the way that Dennis Williams put it in, or quoting, I think it was something by Jim Rohn, and saying that, if your goal is to make 10 phone calls a day and you make 15, well, then you're 5 more above what you had intended to do. But if you only make 5 and your goal is 10, then you're 5 under. And, it's not a big deal for one day's worth of, goals, but if we do that every day, and look at looking at it from a week's perspective, then a month, and then a year, and then a lifetime, we can do this. We can follow up with people. Any other questions or comments about attracting customers, using the e-card system, getting geared up for Black Friday? I wonder why they always call it Black Friday, too. Is that because they want everybody to be in the black as far as financial gain? I'm sure there's somebody on the line that could tell me why they call it Black Friday.
That's exactly right.
Is that it, Rita? Is that they want everybody to be in the black as far as sales?
Yes, to bring from the red into the black.
Okay.
Making profit.
Okay. Well, now we know.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I just have a question. You talk about setting up customers on AutoShip. I don't see how you do that, and I did call Nick, and they said it wasn't available yet.
Well, it's not available. It's not available for us to do it online, but it's totally available for us to do it via a distributor services rep at Nikken.
Oh,
okay. When you go in to place an order, you just say, "Hey, we want to set this up as an auto ship,"
okay.
And they put it in, and they're working on it. They're beta testing it as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak right now on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the West Coast, but. They are aggressively working on it, and on a side note, on top of that, in January, there will be some perks and some benefits available for customers in regards to AutoShip.
Okay.
So, don't know what those will be, but above and beyond the 10% discount, it's a way to go. Again, that 10% kicks in at any order over 100 points, or on an AutoShip order over, $125, that's when that kicks in, that extra 10%. And again, it makes it, when you look at the restructured of the prices, Vital Balance at $75 a canister on AutoShip for $67.50, I would combine it with something else, like the Liver Support is a great place to start. Because anybody who's on any medication that'll help detox the liver, get the fatty deposits out of the liver, that'll accelerate their results. If they're looking at it for weight loss or weight maintenance, if they're just looking at it as a meal replacement or the other benefits that the product with the second ingredient being medium chain triglycerides and brain function, then maybe the liver's not such a huge thing. But combining with other things, they're getting more product for the $100 that they'll invest, or the little over $100, and that's a win-win for all of us.
Thank you.
You're
Van,
welcome.
Did you say one? This is Dory. I wanted to clarify for myself that a customer needs to have a $125 order in order to get 10% off.
Correct. If they're on an auto ship, once a $125 retail order is going to be 100 points. And that's when the 10%.
I see, because the Bone Health Pack is 103, and I've been telling my friends that you'll get a 10% discount.
Yeah, you'll need to add something else to that, like... what would do it? Would be like a bottle of immunity, and who doesn't need immunity at this time of year as we go into the colder months?
So 100, it has, I guess, well, maybe I'll text you because I'm just not clear about that.
Yeah, the order needs to be, for a retail customer, it needs to be $125 or more. Because the 25% markup. Look at the PV. Look on your price list. If you look at the column underneath PV, the Bone Health Pack, for example, and let me pull it up here right quick. It is not quite 100 points.
And this is looking on the our consultant price list, not
the. Yeah, if you look on the retail price, where is the Bone Health Pack?
Well,
I'm not even seeing it here. I know it's here.
Bone Packs anymore?
There is on this one though. Do you have to order them separately?
I don't know. Maybe we do.
I'm not even seeing. Oh dear. Okay. With the retail price list that I have, I printed that out in color because that's the only one I refer to. Because I'm not quoting anything else for anybody else. It's you know, only my knowledge. Okay, so I'll look on the one that has the color, and if I thought it had a bone health pack on it, because I ordered one for my girlfriend already. Okay, it says bone health pack, 4271, and all it shows on there is $103.50, $103.50.
Yeah, for a retail price?
Yes.
Yeah,
bone
see that?
Pack.
That's not going to be enough, because I think it's around $80 is what it costs
it's
us.
It's $83.
Yeah.
Oh.
Item 7-1. Oh, okay, I didn't hear.
Item what?
4271.
4271.
I bought this show on the consultant's price list.
I'm adding them up in my head here. Yeah, it's not going to be enough. 32 plus 36 is what? 68 plus 24 is then 68 plus 74. What's that?
92.
Yeah. So you're $8, 8 points shy.
But the bone health pack is 83.
Mm-hmm. For
the
some reason.
The on the bone health pack is 83.
Yeah. So you're just a few points shy. So adding something else with it to get it up over that 100 point mark, 100 PD mark, we'll get that 10% discount.
Okay. Thank you so much, because I don't want to throw gum in the works.
Yeah, well, there's nothing worse than telling somebody they're going to get a 10% discount and they're not seeing that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we clarified that. And if there's any other, you know, the funnest part about this is trial and error of getting people, registering customers, getting them on. In regards to the bone health pack, there are a lot of drugs and companies out there that are marketing and have been for years. Boniva, I mean, I can go down through the whole list of them. But all the side effects that are associated with that, and why not utilize something that is organic in form, and it doesn't have any side effects. And people know this. And, you know, one of the things that I would even suggest with getting started on the bone health pack, if somebody has got bone density issues, is a bottle of, you know, getting them started on the liver support to do a cleanse, a detox, to get all that stuff, you know, the half-life of those medications out of the system. And by cleansing the liver, that's a fantastic way to start. So that's just another idea or suggestion. There's lots of other things that, you know, you could throw on there. You know, throw a power chip, for example, to get them started. You know, that's a $15 item or 15-point item. You know, retail, it's a $19 purchase, so that'll get them up over the 100-point mark. So, all kinds of different options that we can throw on there. Questions or comments? We're about out of time. I don't want to belabor the call.
Vance?
Yes, Justine, good morning.
Good morning. God bless everybody and a safe and blessed Thanksgiving holiday. I've been in and out on these calls. Do you know what all they're doing for Black Friday?
Yeah, what I do know for sure is that we will see the return of the Cocoon and the Nikan Thermals in charcoal gray color. Those are the two that I know about for sure. And maybe they'll surprise us and they'll do a free shipping offer. I don't know, and I don't even want to speculate and throw that out there because I could get in a lot of trouble. But I do know the Cocoon and the Thermals will be returning. Yes.
There was a comment on Facebook last night about from Nikan advertising the travel pillow, and it did say something about free shipping for Black Friday. But it was
really
just a tiny little comment, so
mm-hmm.
You didn't really know what it was. And I was trying to remember, last time, did it have to be a $300 or more order?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was
I think it was high, but anyway, I'm sort of expecting that now because of that little comment that I saw, and I followed the link to see if I could get more info, but it wasn't there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm reading a text that came from a women's group up in Seattle. I'm guessing this is where this came from. Jeff Isom said that it's definitely on, plus one surprise item for women. So, yeehaw, I don't know how many.
Well, I told you they told me there was going to be jewelry.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. So, we shall wait and see.
Yes, this is Lee.
Yes, Lee.
Good morning. The skincare line is going to be sitting out also on Friday.
Yeah, the skincare line will start shipping on the 27th. I know that for sure. So that's another win-win for us. But on that note, I wonder if the shipping department. Okay, no, I don't see the hours or the calendar for November, so I know Nikon is not open on Thanksgiving Day, but maybe the shipping warehouse is on Black Friday. Well, we will see. So
they don't know what time it's going to be available.
Okay. Lance, this is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
And I was speaking yesterday on order, and everything is going to be closed the way she did, and your all ships would be going out on the 25th, but everything would, they would be closed that 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th.
Okay.
So that would help you to know what. I'm a little concerned if I do order my all this thing, everything has to be ordered on the computer on before for the Black Friday, or you do it on that day.
No, it'll be, the Black Friday deals will be available on Black Friday, on that day, and then obviously if the shipping department is not open and operating, then they'll be shipped out on the 30th, on Monday.
Well, you do everything, put your order in for whoever it is to go to, and all their information for their credit card and everything, so it can be accepted on that day, or how?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Am I right? All righty,
If they do what we've experienced in the past as far as, free shipping for, orders that are over $300, usually that goes through that day or maybe that, the weekend. I remember this how it was set up before. But again, be very careful on those dollar amounts. So because if you're saying, well, it's a, $300 order, if it's a retail value order, it's go by the point. And you'll see it when you place the order, it'll automatically factor in the free shipping. So
okay.
Just be careful of that, if it doesn't come up with, if there's a shipping amount there, and I'm just speculating, because I don't know. I really honestly don't know that if free shipping will be available, but if it's available, because I've already seen the commercials for advertisements for companies that are offering free shipping for any orders over a certain amount. With Nikon, we looked at it as a, if it's a retail order and it's over this amount, make sure you look on it to read the fine print. Is that a wholesale order or is that a retail order? And a lot of times it's irrelevant. I know the last time they offered this, it was it came out to any order, whether it was wholesale or retail, for that price, and the free shipping calculated and was factored in.
And also what I ran into was that a lot of the things that I normally order, like, three of the CM Cree or three of packages of immunity on AutoShip, they're not doing it anymore.
Right.
Just a single item, so you'll have to watch what you're doing on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else probably already knew it. I didn't.
And the other thing, too, on that, Mary Lou, is being sure that we have a lot of folks that have AutoShip orders that are just over 100 points. Prior to November 2nd, and I saw two of them already cycle through this month, that they're not getting a 10% discount because with the new price structure, their orders fell underneath 100 points or $100 worth So they're in the $90 or $85 range or $95 range, and so they're not over 100 points. They're not receiving a 10% discount. So double check those, and it's a little bit of follow up work on our part, but that's part of the process.
Thank you. So,
you're welcome. Well, hopefully this has been helpful. We're at the top of the hour, and I do want to wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. And as I try to always remember and suggest, if you don't want to succumb to the side effects of tryptophan, which is the natural chemical that's in, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat now. If you don't want to succumb to those effects, the easiest way to counter the effects of tryptophan in a turkey is in the basting sauce. What you do is you mix a couple tablespoons of crack cocaine in with it, so as you're basting your turkey, that absorbs right into the bird, and then when you eat it, you're getting the effects of it. I'm only joking. Hopefully some of you are laughing, and if you're not laughing, going, why is Vance promoting using crack cocaine? You know, you could use it. A year ago, we didn't have the 10-4, but now you do. We could mix the 10-4 into the basting sauce and get that over the bird. That could have a nice little sweet effect to it and give us a real boost in energy, and you may not have to succumb to that afternoon nap after watching the Dallas Cowboys lose, whoever they're playing. Or maybe they won't lose because Tony Romo is coming back. Who knows? There's hope, right, for America's team? So, anyways, have a great and wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody, and please, please, please take advantage of what's coming out, and just get the word out and have fun attracting customers and sharing the good news of NECAM. All right? So,
happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before.